Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Real Spoilers, powered by ReviewSTL.com.
Warning, the following film discussion will ruin the ending of any movie you haven't seen. Example, Bruce Willis is dead at the end of The Sixth Sense. See how I ruined it for you? Just like that. Here are a few more.
Silent breed is people!
I am the father.
Get it?
Real Spoilers. You've been warned.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Film Snarkitude, this is Real Spoilers, episode 343, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle. There, I got it all.
Good job. They didn't even use that
not
song.
Until the very end.
Is it in the credits or something?
Yeah, okay. In the credits. Did you not stick around to the end?
there was an after credit sequence.
No,
there really wasn't.
Oh, yeah, I Googled it and they said there wasn't.
There wasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did, but I don't remember.
It starts playing like as soon as the credits start.
Yeah.
I think I was just like talking to myself, like, did you like the movie? I don't know.
I will say there is a song in the movie, and I thought it was brilliant.
Oh, see, I think they should have used a different song.
Yeah, I didn't care for that
oh,
song.
Oh, really? I think I liked it because it was so irreverent.
Dance fighting?
Yeah.
I didn't care for it.
I didn't think that's... Nope. I thought they could have picked a cooler song. Yeah.
I liked it, but I didn't go, oh, this is terrible, but I was like, different song for sure.
Different song.
Especially if you're going to replay it. Like, if you're going to use it every time, give us a different song.
Is the director of this movie the son of
Lawrence Kasdan?
Kasdan.
This is Jake Kasdan, written
I'll
and directed by.
Danged.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just noticed
I think that's why the...
Why it doesn't suck.
Why it's pretty smart, actually.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I got it. I will say,
I absolutely loved this movie.
I won't say that I loved it, but I liked it, and I thought for what it was very well done.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, for what this movie was trying to accomplish, I think it nailed it, and I loved it. Because
we've said before, they're like go-between movies, between like that, like before, like a little kid graduating to like older movies.
Yeah, sure.
This is that movie.
Yeah, it's got the action.
Movie. It's a tween movie.
It's got the humor. I mean, there is some cursing in it. Like Kevin Hart isn't completely censored. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it's got a couple raunchy
jokes. I was surprised. Yeah, so it's not a kid movie, but I think that kids can enjoy it. I think adults enjoy it. Mm-hmm. It's a fun movie, so we'll get into it. But I was so pleasantly surprised, and I grew up watching that original Jumanji, and
I've never seen it.
Really?
Do they reference?
Yes,
they do.
They do.
Okay.
Well, twice. First, let's go around the table, and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom.
Oh, we're downsized.
We are downsized still.
Oh, we're downsized.
Yeah. And
I just made that joke
that's
up.
That's a good joke.
Do you
like
that?
Should
have used that in the last one. So some quick shameless plugs. Don't forget, we're available on iTunes. You should stop what you're doing and go there and rate and review and subscribe. And then go over to Facebook while you're paused. Like our page. Join our group. Share the show.
Send us an email.
All that stuff.
No, we'll wait.
We'll wait.
Go. What are you doing?
Why are you still here?
Yeah, go.
Okay.
Is that enough time?
I think that's enough time.
Okay.
Yeah. So
thank you. Thank you for doing that. I mean, we appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Oh, no, not you.
Oh, I thought it was vague. So, Jumanji.
Yeah.
Welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle.
1, 2, 3, go.
So, as a video game guy, so I appreciate video games. Joe, you play games.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot in here. I know, Tom, you're not a gamer.
Were you ever a gamer?
When I was
like
a kid.
Atari. Okay. Pitfall.
So,
seriously.
This is not being ironic. Yeah. I really played the crap out of Atari. Yeah. But that's the problem. I think that's where I fell out. I fell out of phase with video games. So it's like I played Atari, played it tons, loved it. And then there's that gap where there really wasn't another good system.
Till the NES.
By the time the NES hit, I was in college.
Okay.
And I didn't have time. to go play a bunch of video games, and then by the time I did, now we're on PlayStation. And imagine going from the Atari joystick to a PlayStation,
right?
And with I was just like
two knobs and a D-pad.
Yeah.
And
I've got four buttons here, two buttons on top.
I got triggers. I'm just like, I don't even know.
I definitely remember like when the N64 came out and the N64 controller.
That's the weirdest controller with the one down here. And you can hold it.
So you've got two up here. Then you've got one here in the middle that's got a trigger on the bottom. Yeah. Luckily,
I don't like that controller. I played them all, but I hate that you have to switch between the middle and the side. Yeah. It's weird.
It was weird. It was a weird controller.
Good games, but the controller.
Give me that golden eye.
So that's the problem. That's too bad because, I mean, you enjoyed the movie, so not a big deal, but you didn't love it. I think it's because you weren't playing games like this isn't your video game,
right?
Your video games were the older ones that inspired these type, but this is the PlayStation, the Dreamcast.
And I could tell that, but
you maybe didn't. The references
I don't have that same nostalgia for it
because it's smartly written, and we mentioned it's Jake Kasdan, the son of Lawrence Kasdan, writer of Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, The Force Awakens.
Lawrence, not Jake. I'm just
the
kidding.
Son of yes, right. I think Lawrence Kasdan Solo is his last movie. He's retiring.
Solo's it.
Yeah, and so
they are preparing for that to bomb. It's not going to, but they're just like they are really worried that. With all the reshoots and everything, it's not going to work.
Oh, If you say.
Yeah, I don't say that. I'm just.
No, I'm saying, like, who says that? Did Kathleen Kennedy tell you that?
Kathleen Kennedy is like, this is going to suck.
So,
I have her on speed dial with somebody.
She's getting a resume together.
Yeah, right.
So this guy, obviously, I mean, he has experience. He directed the pilot episode of Freaks and Geeks.
Is that right? Kid.
Yeah.
How old was he? Like 15?
I mean, he's not a young man, but. He's probably in his
Freaks and Geeks had to be 40.
In,
I mean, Freaks and Geeks predates everything.
Yeah, he's probably in his 20s when he did it.
All right.
But
everything, it goes Freaks and Geeks,
and then like
Adam and
else.
Eve. The
and
then
I mean the Apatow stuff.
Oh, okay.
When the guy shot into the moon's eye.
Yeah.
After that. Anyway, this guy has been writing and directing for a while now, and I think he works with his dad on some projects. So I was really surprised to see they got him for this movie. He directed it as well.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that was a good, I don't know. I mean, I thought
it's a smart move.
Yeah, I thought we might be getting into something more than just like a crappy Jumanji sequel, right?
And what's that? Is it a sequel?
It is, but
or is it a reboot?
No, it's a sequel because there are references in the movie.
Okay.
Right? So it's a sequel, but you don't have to have seen the first one. And I think that's smart they did that. It's a sequel, but it is almost like a soft reboot because you don't need to know anything. The characters are all different. There's just references. So there's two references in the movie. And the first one's in the very beginning when you see the board game.
Okay, so
that's the game.
But when the first one ends, when the original one ends, what happens to the board game?
I think they throw it in the ocean at the end.
Okay, so it makes sense that it could wash up on a beach.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think they beat the game and everything goes back to normal. You know, spoiler alert, it's going to be a similar type. I mean, they're not going to end this movie with everyone dead. You know that.
Right, yeah.
So anyway, spoiler alert, it's going to be similar. But
Who was it? Robin Williams?
Kirsten Dunst.
That's who. Okay, I knew that there
was. The young girl.
Girl.
And then I don't know who the kid was that played the young Robin Williams.
No,
but anyway, that movie ends like that. And the board game, I think, goes in the water. They beat the game. And then so this one starts off with that same Jumanji board game washing up. This guy is on a run.
Tim Matheson.
Yeah. Picks it up. He's
cool, I got to tell you, it's always fun to see Tim Matheson. Like anytime he shows up, I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I love that guy. He's so good.
Yeah.
Johnny Quest.
Animal House. Yeah. Is he really Johnny Quest?
He's the voice of Johnny Quest.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Well.
I just think of him from Animal House, and I think how great he is.
Today I learned.
And Van Wilder's dad.
Yeah.
He's in Fletch.
He is in Fletch. You're right.
Yeah, that guy's been in a lot of stuff. He's
good. Fletch, great.
Will you kill me?
So he brings the board game in. He's on his jog, and he picks it up, and he brings it into the house. And I guess it ends up in his son's room.
Yeah.
And his son is playing the original PlayStation, so it's got the gray controller. It's the old school graphics.
Which I appreciated that the controller was connected to the machine.
I don't know if Jake Kasdan is a gamer or if he just did his research, but this movie is very... smart in the way that it's realistic.
I feel like if he's our age,
true, he would have grown up with that stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
But he's playing the original PlayStation, and he's like, "Who?" I think
Jake Kasdan is 43 years old.
Oh my god!
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, he looks like a kid. Like he looks like a child.
Yeah.
He's, yeah. He's.
But so I think it's safe to say
He's in the age range.
He's a video game.
He would have been in the 20s when PlayStation was out. Yeah. I mean, that's realistic. So the kid, I think they say, like, who plays board games anymore? And it's great that they set it up this way, because you can't make a movie Jumanji about a board game, because people don't,
I thought
as
this
a
was
whole,
great.
Play board games.
I thought this was great you. That, like, the kid looks at it, is like, screw that, and throws it on the shelf, and then the game is like, I got to do something different.
Screw that. I got to screw that.
I thought that was probably the smartest thing this movie did.
Yeah, I mean,
was brilliant.
But and I think, and we'll go forward with the references and things, but I think it's smart the whole way with video games. It really dissects the way video games are played and the culture and everything. But so, yeah, this game, the magic happens, and it replicates itself. And so the kid, then he looks up on a shelf. I don't know if it's later.
Well, he hears it move.
Yeah, something weird is going on. And he opens up the case, which used to have a board game, and there's just a cartridge.
Little cartridge.
And isn't it like an Atari? It's an older system.
So that looks like a Net Geo.
I couldn't tell what system that was.
So there was... Oh man, this is.
It's a cartridge though, and not a disc.
I'm gonna push my glasses up here. There was the.
You're thinking of Neo Geo.
Neo Geo. Yeah. That's what the size of that cartridge was.
But the system looked like an Atari or one of those older.
I think it's a fictional system.
It is a fictional system.
Because it looks like it's a hybrid. Like it's got the wood paneling of an Atari.
Right.
But the Atari cartridges were obviously more square and rectangle. Sure. Stuck right in the middle where this is off to the side.
Right, I think they made it up for sure. But,
the,
but it's supposed to be
the
older.
Neo Geo kind of had those smaller cartridges, if I remember right. Yeah. That was one of those systems that, like, when you went to your friend's house and you're just like, oh, I got this Neo Geo. And you're just like, so what?
Yeah.
Where's the Sega?
No one had that. But it was a good system, actually.
Was it?
Oh, yeah. They had Metal Slug. That was the arcade.
That's like today of a kid. I want to play my Leapfrog?
No, I don't.
Oh, I didn't realize you were homeschooled.
But so the opens up the same.
Splatterhouse. That was the game I was thinking of.
Oh, I don't know.
That was a good game.
So he opens up the case, and there's just a little cartridge and says Jumanji. And so he ends up putting it in.
So we should say the year is 1996.
Yeah.
Yeah, we start in 96 and then we flash forward.
Which is why they put the placeholder of the original PlayStation, which is smart,
right?
So he gets sucked into the game. I mean, the lights flash and it does the drum beat thing that the original Jumanji did, and he ends up just disappearing.
And then the house becomes dilapidated and like it becomes the creepy house.
Just like I think in the original, the old parish house was all, I think. It was,
I feel like that's what I remember.
Kirsten Dunst's family or whoever they're like, orphans or they're adopted, but they end up moving into that house that needs a lot of work, and I think that was the old parish house.
Okay,
so yeah, the obvious
that makes sense.
Obviously some crazy stuff has happened and it's been overgrown and then so we flash
Tim
forward.
Allen comes out and looks like he's been drinking for,
oh god,
you know,
so
20 years.
You know what's interesting, so I didn't catch this at all, but my son, my 8-year-old, we were at Jumanji and he's like, oh, that's a parody of It, because he's wearing a yellow raincoat and he goes by a creepy old house. I'm like, that's pretty smart.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either, but I thought about it, and I'm like,
how come you let your kid watch It?
He doesn't, but he's like seen the trailers, I guess.
Just repeatedly watching
the
trailer?
Is that the story we're going with?
No, he's never watched it. But
Becca,
like,
doesn't listen to this. That's fine. You're not going to get in trouble.
But no, I'm like, that's pretty smart that you even thought of that, especially not seeing the movie. But he's like, yeah, he's got the yellow raincoat.
You don't have to keep saying that he hasn't seen the movie, Kevin. We believe you.
I was done. So anyway, but yeah, so there's going to be four main characters. So you have the nerd. Dirty outcast type character.
Who is he's one of the bombers from the 13 hours? No. What's the Patriots Day?
He's
the kid in the boat.
Glad I didn't know that going into this.
Man.
I mean,
did you see that movie?
Yes.
Oh, did you see that movie?
I did not.
It's fantastic.
It is.
I've heard good things.
You hate those characters so much. I'm glad I didn't
Peter
know.
Berg, who I'm pretty sure is the director, also directed The Rundown.
Friday
Night Lights.
Well, he also did that oil tanker movie with Mark Wahlberg, and those two movies came out like weeks apart from each other.
Oh, he did do that oil tanker.
Same exact release, so it was just weird that Mark Wahlberg and the director,
Peter Berg.
And then
he's a good little he's a good little director.
Is he downsized?
Yeah, he's downsized.
Oh, okay.
Well, we'd stay next to Mark Wahlberg. Everybody's downsized at that point.
Are we talking about Boogie Nights?
Yeah. Well, what you know.
Anyway,
that last scene was like, got the touch.
So there's that kid. His best friend growing up, former best friend, is this big football player.
I find it interesting they call him the fridge because there was a fridge.
Yeah,
in football.
There was like even like, I know that.
Yeah, the refrigerator Perry.
Yeah, but I mean he's
also a GI Joe.
But he's a big, he's a huge football player, so that's his nickname is Fridge, obviously.
You've got Bethany, the mean girl, and then you've got...
Molly Ringwald.
Not Molly Ringwald.
Yeah, and then you've got the other one. Like it's very set
it's
up
like a stereotypical.
It's a Breakfast Club setup, it just is. Like Power Rangers. So the kids end up all getting in trouble. So the Bethany girl
it's funny how much you're willing to forgive that if the movie's good.
Yeah, that's
you know
true.
What I mean? Like Power Rangers, we were just like, oh, this is so stupid.
Well, no, they did a Breakfast Club parody. I'm just saying this is a Breakfast Club parody, like other movies. Like
we're saying is like if
no, but like in Power Rangers, we couldn't stand that aspect of it. Here, we're like, okay, yeah, that's fine. They got to set it up so they can get to the movie.
It's so weird.
Yeah,
I thought Power Rangers was not too bad until the last third when they went bananas.
So bad.
I was on board because I'm like, oh, it's like an edgier, it's a Breakfast Club type movie. And then in the last third, when they like start playing Go Go Power Rangers, and the CG was terrible, and Rita Repulsa was in a different planet, so that
was
awful.
Wonderful.
But I'm not saying the movie was perfect, but they lost me at that last part when they went fan
service.
It's
so weird to
bonkers.
See the guy that plays the Red Ranger, is like the crazy wackadoo stepbrother from the second season of Stranger Things.
Oh,
it's the same dude. That's the same dude.
No way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The jerk?
Yeah, the super jerk, like not, I don't remember if it.
The like cool guy.
The guy
brother?
Who, like the mullet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Red Ranger?
That's the Red Ranger from Power Rangers.
Did you, I don't want
who to. Who also might be Nightwing.
Wow. Yeah, his audition tape for Stranger Things 2, look it up, it's bonkers.
It's because that character's bonkers.
Yeah, but it's great, he got him the role. So anyway, so you've got that kid, Bethany is on her phone during class, and is like, hold on, teacher.
Can I tell, like, the...
If you want.
The scene of her trying to take the selfie was hilarious.
It is hilarious.
Yeah, that was
because
great.
That's a great social commentary.
Yes, it is.
Oh, just woke up. And like she's got a cup of coffee next
to
her. And,
I also like Spencer, our main character's mom, where she's like, don't forget to do this, don't worry. Or like the world's always out to get you. There's always something around the corner. And he was just like, awesome. Thanks, mom. Like I loved.
Yeah.
Like the Fridge was kind of the character, like the Fridge that's not Kevin Hart. Was kind of meh.
Yeah.
But like the other character, like I like the Spencer character and his like his mom. I like.
I think that was my biggest issue with the movie is that
they don't flesh out those characters.
Is that Fridge in the video game is nothing like Fridge.
Right.
Outside
Fridge is
Kevin Hart.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. In
who
the
is
game.
Great if you forget Fridge from
right. Like, it is a completely different character.
Yeah.
So
he should have played more Kevin Hart.
Right.
Like. If Kevin Hart wasn't going to be whoever Fridge is, the actor, then the actor should have, for his 5 minutes of screen time, should have been a little fast-talking.
He only had to pull it off for 10 minutes.
Right.
And that's the Spencer Rock character. Like, The Rock is playing Spencer.
It's good. Like, I will say this. So, I watched Journey 2, which is also a movie about The Rock in a jungle in a fantastical setting. So, I'm like, it's funny.
Is that
similar.
A sequel to Journey of the Sunny Earth?
It is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Brendan
what
Fraser.
Happens when Brendan Fraser holds out for more money.
Yep.
Get The Rock.
He held out because he wanted the director
to
do
director.
The second one. Well, no, and Brendan Fraser backed him up. He's like, I'm not doing this movie if the director doesn't do the second one. Okay, hey, we got The Rock.
Yeah.
And look at
The
Rock.
And that
was
pre-Rock. Like, that was like, he was
that
still...
That was one of his first.
That was,
Written by James Gunn's cousins, who are from...
Oh, really?
Who are in St. Louis. Yeah. So, I watched him in that movie, and while Journey 2, I saw it in theaters, I liked it. I thought it's an enjoyable movie. But The Rock's acting. If you see him, I saw him the next day in Jumanji, and wow, like... You can just see the progression of The Rock. Like, he was fun in Journey 2, but like, wow, he sells it as being the Spencer character, his delivery. It's
go watch
just,
Central Intelligence.
Yeah.
And like,
that's such a
good,
hilarious.
Yeah, like, it's not, he's sort of The Rock. There are aspects of The Rock, but he's not doing.
And he's like a big teddy bear. He's like a big nice
kind
guy,
of.
Right?
There's some, I don't want to spoil it for people that haven't seen it. But he's got some stuff going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. For
but
sure.
Isn't that how he plays? He's like this big love. Like, he was a nerd.
He was a big fat nerd.
He's a big lovable like guy, but he's a badass.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah.
So anyway, so they all get in trouble, and Spencer is doing Fridge's homework. So they get busted
on
that.
He's just basically copying his own papers.
Reusing old papers. Yeah. And then the other girl is in gym class. And who is not Molly Ringwald? Who's the other girl that she's supposed to be like from Breakfast Club?
Ally Sheedy.
Outcast.
Ally Sheedy.
Yeah. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm
putting her dandruff on the the picture.
Yeah. So she's in gym class and she's like, I don't, what's the point of this? I'm not going to grow up and be a gym teacher. Like something offensive.
Yeah. Is that Missy Pyle?
I think. Okay. And so she gets sent to detention. So they're all there. And then the principal of the school gives them the, and who's the principal?
It's he's one of those, I feel like he's one of those asshole
guys. He's from the
guys.
Good Place.
He's from the Good Place. Yeah.
One of the main.
I just saw him.
Michael's boss. In the
yeah.
Good
Place. He, yeah. He's like the
he's
guy.
A character actor you would know.
Yeah. I just saw him in something else. Yeah. Like, the day before I saw Jumanji, yeah. too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So anyway, he gives them this whole speech about, you know, they what are you going to do with your life and all right. this stuff. And so they go down, and their punishment and detention is to sort through all the magazines.
They have these magazines, and they have to pull all the staples out of the magazines.
Which I thought was smart, too, because I've been in that situation where I want to recycle something, and it's like, you can't recycle because there's dumb staples in
nope,
it.
Nope, it's going to the recycle. They can figure it out.
I think then they have to throw it away.
Well, that's on them, yeah. then.
But it's like,
I did my part.
But it's like, yeah, you have to pull the stupid staples out. So that's their punishment. And like the two cool kids aren't doing any work. And the smart girl is like, they're doing all the work. And they Fridge ends up, I think, finding this old video game
yeah,
system,
he finds the system
that was donated.
Yeah.
And it's the system with Jumanji in it. And they're like, what's this? And they end up going to hook it up. And they start to go to select characters.
And they can't select the pilot.
The pilot's already taken. But yeah. there's all these funny names, you know, and they're... One's a zoologist and one's a weapons expert.
He thinks it's moose, whatever, but it's actually mouse.
Mouse, yeah.
And then there's
a professor.
Professor Shelby.
Shelly. That's the funny.
Yeah.
The Shelly. Girl Bethany, the pretty girl, selects Professor Shelly. Yeah. Whatever.
And then Smolder.
Oberon.
I'm trying to think of the rock's name. It was just like it was
Smolder Bravestone.
Well, it's Bravestone.
The greatest
yeah.
name. Yeah. Like that's
Professor
so good.
Bravestone.
Yeah.
Love
Ruby.
It.
Ruby.
Ruby Roundhouse is the badass.
It's so funny because now there's a wrestler named Ruby Riott.
Oh yeah.
And like in my head, they said Ruby Riott, but all I could hear was like, did they? Did they steal that from here? Like yeah. that? What a that was fortuitive. Yeah. Well done, but they don't. They
and
don't.
Karen Gillan, who was Nebula in the
Good
Guardians movies,
Lord,
I have to say, she is gorgeous.
It's so weird because she was a companion on Doctor.
She's
Who.
In Doctor Who,
and I never watched that show.
And then she shaved her head for the
she,
Nebula
she was,
stuff.
But it's okay. So as Nebula, right? She's yeah. got prosthetics.
Right. You can't tell. You can tell her face that she's pretty, but like you can't really tell.
Man.
With the long hair and the makeup and everything.
She is a knockout.
She's a bombshell. Like you can't take your eyes off her.
No.
Any scene she's in.
The two of like her and The Rock on screen together.
Yeah.
I was like, too much.
Yeah. It's great.
There's
the
too
charisma.
Much.
The,
yes.
Yeah. It's great.
But, too much going on.
I thought she was really good. She's always
great.
Been good. But yeah, I was like, you
she's
don't know.
Really funny.
Yeah. And you didn't know she looked like that.
No. Well, like I remember her being on Doctor Who, and I was, but it wasn't anything, you know.
Yeah, she wasn't made up. Yeah.
No.
And so the funny thing is, so when they end up going, they all get sucked into the game, and so Bravestone is The Rock, who is Sheldon. So he's this nerdy kid that ends up being the Rock.
Right.
I mean, that's
right.
the definition.
He's just yeah, like he's flexing. And he's like, holy
yeah, he's
cow.
Looking at his muscles,
he's fascinated by his own size. Right. Yeah.
He's like looks down his pecs.
Yeah,
and, you know,
he was like, look at this. Yeah. This is amazing.
And then the next one is Kevin Hart, who like lands near him, I think, or
yeah.
on him or something. And you know, and they're like, who are you? Like they don't know what's going on yet.
Right.
And so you've got these two characters that have no idea. Like, who are you? And so then Jack Black falls out of the sky. And I think Jack Black just steals the show.
I've never been a Jack Black fan. I don't.
Yeah.
Like, I don't find his humor all that funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
do you like him in this?
Yeah, he was fine.
I think he's hilarious in this. Like his mannerisms and everything.
He's toned down the Jack. The only scene where he's kind of like doing the Jack Black thing is when they jump off the cliff and he's like yeah. kicking and screaming.
Oh yeah.
Like, but other than that,
most
like
of the time he's not Jack Black.
No,
he's
doing Bethany
girl. Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
I thought he nailed it, and so that was really funny. Where
so you would say that he nailed a teenage girl.
Why are you waiting, Kevin?
So his
you heard it here first. Jack Black nailed a teenage girl.
Yeah. Right here on Real Spoilers.
23 minutes. Okay. So I thought that was really funny, and she realizes that she's an overweight middle aged man.
Right, right.
And
she has never phoned.
Yeah, Jack Black just leans into this though. I mean,
yeah.
he's making fun
yeah.
of himself. It's so fun. And then the last one is Ruby Roundhouse, who is Karen Gillan.
And it's really funny because I remember when that first promo image came out.
I was going to say the same
thing. People were livid.
Right.
Because she was in short shorts and a crop top. And people were just like, this is unbelievable and blah, 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 blah.
But again, this isn't Michael Bay. This is Jake Kasdan. Like, he's doing it for a reason.
Right.
And this is video game.
But when the still shot came out,
nobody
knew the reason.
We had no idea.
And they even said, like, when you see the movie, this makes sense.
Right.
And everybody was like, oh, you just came up with some lame plot device.
No.
And but, it's like, oh, no, it doesn't make sense.
No, it makes complete sense.
But this is where video game tropes come in. So yeah. when you have a game that's like, let's say, like an Elder Scrolls, like an online adventure game where you have knights and armor, in those games, they're not as clad. But I'm just throwing that out there. When you have a game and the male character has a huge, you know, body of armor.
The best example ever is Resident Evil 5. When Resident Evil 5 came out and you saw Chris Redfield and he was
he's all suited up
jacked to the like he's wearing like an Under Armour t-shirt
yeah.
and he is jacked to the gills as like and then
and Jill's wearing a bikini or
correct.
Something
yeah,
yeah
right
so,
right
but that's how video games are. Video games obviously it's changed more recently, there are more women, but for a long time video games have been a male industry and they're trying to market the you know scantily clad you know curvy woman and their outfits are usually revealing, so they're smart in the way that they make all the other characters are pretty much suited up in their like jungle outfits.
Yeah.
I mean The Rock is a similar equivalent because he's so big, his muscles are everywhere. Yeah. But he's not in, you know, shirtless.
It's funny, you know, he got rid of the Brahma Bull tattoo.
He actually
he covered it up. And it's like he's got a massive.
That's right, like a skull or something.
Well, it's like
right?
a, it's the Brahma Bull, yeah. but it's like a
yeah.
massively done.
Yeah.
With somebody who has more money than getting like the little,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. And you can see the bull in there.
It's
which
weird.
Is cool,
it's, yeah, that's kind of, when he did that, everybody was like, ooh. That's
yeah, a, why would you?
That's a bold move. Like, that was your logo on a t-shirt for about 10 years. Yeah. But
all
right.
Well, that's all you get for now.
Yep.
So anyway, this is perfect because this is video game culture. So all the male characters are fairly clothed. And then here comes Ruby Roundhouse and she's in a belly shirt,
yes.
you know, showing off her awesome six pack. Like
right.
she's in great shape. But, you know, short shorts, six pack. And so they address it later on. I mean, she looks and she's like
even
trying
the
to cover
like,
up. And,
what am I? Why?
Yeah.
Why
yeah,
am
like
I wearing this?
She's offended by it.
Right.
And also, I mean, this is a 90s game. Or, you know, he copied it from the. So, like, things were different back then with gaming, even. They weren't
should
as progressive.
Have looked like polygons. That's
yeah.
what it should have looked like.
Yeah. I mean, because you're talking about
Tomb Raider.
I think Tomb Raider in, like, mid 90s.
PlayStation 1.
Yeah. Lara Croft with. I mean, she was not.
Pixelated boobs.
Yeah. And not the normal. And she had the belly shirt. It's a direct. Parallel to that
she was basically wearing a garter belt without wearing a garter belt.
Yeah.
Like she had like straps on her like thighs that went down to like a gun holster,
so she had a strap on
two straps
sure. yeah
on.
Two straps.
So yeah, so she's the Lara Croft metaphor here
yeah.
or whatnot. So it's great and she's trying to cover up and she's like, what am I wearing? But they're all trying to figure out what's going on and they're like, who are you? You're Spencer and you're Fridge. And so obviously it's funny because Spencer, it's ironic because Spencer's a little skinny nerd and he's
right.
The Rock. Fridge is this huge athlete and he's Kevin Hart.
The second half of my body.
Yeah, and so they all have where the video games come in again, they all have different skills
they're
and
forcing
different weaknesses.
They're forcing your main characters to go against their basic instinct, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like where they, like...
The Rock pops
The Rock his, accidentally, like, touches yeah. his... Like, he's touching his chest because
yeah.
he's built like The Rock.
Yeah.
And his little bio pops up.
Yeah.
And,
no weaknesses.
Yeah, he's
and
like,
his,
no weaknesses.
He's, like, good with guns and strength and fighting and all. And then Kevin Hart presses his little chest thing.
Cake.
Cake? Strength
yeah,
and speed
yeah.
are his weaknesses.
Yeah, he was like, speed is my weakness.
Well, no, he's strength. He's like,
right.
You tell me how strength is my weakness. You, and then his, but he's a zoologist and
right.
he has some other, he does have some skills.
He's the weapons cachet.
Yeah, so he has a backpack full of whatever, you know,
whatever
he needs to
need.
Pull out.
Right.
And then Bethany's character, Jack Black, is like, map expert,
cryptologist, and
yeah.
she, a
I
bunch
can't
of
remember
ologists.
What's the word. Cartographer is a map.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah.
he's
yeah.
a cartographer and other skills. He's his weaknesses. He's also
endurance.
Slow, endurance. Yeah, and then Ruby Roundhouse, her pro is dance fighting, and being a general badass. And her weakness is venom. So they set that all up, and then I loved seeing Rhys Darby pop up.
Yeah, that was surprising.
Yeah,
I
had no idea Rhys Darby was in this movie. So again, another video game thing. There's two they set it up with. So one is the cutscene
right.
where Rhys Darby is like, "I sent you this letter. Did you get it?" And Spencer's
like,
"I don't have a letter," and it's in his
Boom.
Hand. You know, everything in the video games kind of appears where you need it to
right.
be. And he reads the letter, and they go into a cutscene, and it's about the backstory, and that's how video games.
So I thought this character was gonna be the character from earlier.
You thought it was the
Bobby Cannavale.
Bobby Cannavale.
Is that what it is? Ken Reilly? Yeah. Like
he's in Mr. Robot, and he's fantastic. He steals the show. He plays a character called Irving. Go listen to show spoilers. We've covered the entire season. It's so good. You want to watch the show first. But his character is my favorite in the entire season. So I was happy to see him. But,
I thought he was going to be the bad guy, like the guy from 1996.
Katie said the same thing. And I'm like, no, because if you're a kid playing the game, you're not going to play the villain. Like, for video game-wise, it didn't make sense that you pick a villain character.
I thought he may have turned
sure.
trying to get out of the game.
Yeah. So anyway, Rhys Darby does the exposition through a cutscene, which was pretty clever because that's what video games do. They set up a cutscene, then you play the game. So
I loved how when you would talk to the characters, when you would ask them something they weren't programmed to answer, they would just say the same thing. Yeah. I love that.
And
it was great.
And that's the other one. Those are called NPCs. They're non-playable characters. And in games like Skyrim or Fallout, there's usually four preset selections. So you can ask one of four questions, and then they're programmed to answer a certain way. And so they kept getting irritated because Rhys Darby would say, hello, whatever.
Welcome to Jumanji.
This is the game. Say, you know, and he kept repeating it, which is another trope of games where like you keep asking questions and you get one of three answers back over and over. So
we've been there.
Yeah, I think
it's like just answer my goddamn question, will ya?
So I think this is where again Jake Kasdan really spent the time he either understands it or he did the research, got consultants, whatever.
Both.
But yeah, it's like this game for people that play games.
I think he just likes games. He's the right age.
Yeah.
I don't think you know what I mean.
Yeah. So it's smart. It's a smart move to really appeal to the gamers that know what these people are talking about. So we get the cutscene, and the bad guy, Bobby Cannavale, has stolen the Eye of the Jaguar. It's like this green jewel from the jungle.
If you take this jewel, you are you can control all of the life.
Okay.
All of the animals in Jumanji. So, and there are some super creepy scenes. Like he's got like centipedes coming out of his ear.
It was pretty nasty. When it goes into his ear, I'm like, that's gross.
All I could think was the scene in Wrath of Khan where they're putting the things inside. Was it Sulu?
I can't remember.
And Scotty? Like I think it's Sulu and Scotty. They're putting like the little earworms into their ears. And I was gross.
Yeah. And so, yeah. That's
where the song 500 Miles comes
from. Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Stupid earworm.
It was one of the earworms.
Yeah, right.
So they've shown that in the cutscene, and they realize they have to get back the jewel, and they have to restore it to the Jaguar's eye where it goes and call out Jumanji to win the game. And he tells them this like seven times, like, okay, we get it. Like they're walking away from the car. And he's like, call out the name to win the game. And it's so funny. I love Rhys Darby. So he's on Flight of the Conchords as Murray, and then he's also What We Do in the Shadows. He's a Taika Waititi, Jermaine Clement guy.
He's a buddy.
James Bobbin, yeah. Right. So great to see him in that as a little small character. But they set off on their quest. So their first
quest is they have to find the missing piece.
Yeah.
So they have to get to like the...
Is this where they go to the village?
They go to the village, basically.
The bazaar.
The bazaar. That's what it is.
I didn't think it was that strange.
It was a little strange.
It's two Z's.
Oh, thank you. Oh, bazaar.
Bizarre.
Bazaar.
There we go. So they get there and they have to get this missing piece, right? So they're...
The little girl runs up and only wants to talk to
Bravestone.
Because Bravestone's like the leader. He's the main... Like he's player one. Right?
He's player one.
And the rest are two, three, and four. And so, and I think Kevin Hart tries to talk to her and she's like, Bravestone!
Yeah. He was like, yeah, great, Bravestone. Let's talk to him again. So they go into this little hut and they find like in the center of this hut, there's a basket. And obviously they're like, okay, in this basket, there has to be, like, there's a snake in here, obviously. So, but they're saying, don't blink.
Yeah.
Like, whatever you do, don't blink.
And
who's the best at not blinking? And, of course, Jack Black's like, I can do it.
I like Kevin Hart's reaction. He just starts blinking, like, out of control, so he doesn't have to do it. Like, it's great.
So, Bravestone, The Rock opens the basket, and a black mamba comes out. And immediately, as soon as it bares its fangs, like the Jack Black character freaks out. So this is where I thought we were going to lose. What's her name?
Oh, we should say they all have three lives, much
they
like
all
a video
have three
game.
Lives, yeah.
They have a tattoo.
And, well, Jack Black's already missing one because as soon as they land, he gets eaten
by a rhino.
By the rhino,
No, he gets or by a hippopotamus.
I know, but he calls it a rhino. Right. And then Kevin Hart's like, no, that's actually a whatever hippopotamus.
Why do I know
How
that?
Do I know this? So they all start off with the three lives and the tattoos disappear as they lose lives.
Right.
So The Rock grabs the cobra, and then Kevin Hart, like, instinctively
plucks its
fangs. Goes up, and he's like, you have to remove the fangs and snap them off, and then they can't deliver the venom or whatnot. And so then they just throw it, and it slithers away.
And they take this little like elephant statue, and it says when you see the elephant, and when you see the elephant above, like it's starting to start climbing. Is basically
you didn't
what,
make that rhyme, Joe.
No, I don't.
Start to climb.
Yeah, whatever. Whatever. Yeah.
Thought that you were going to sing that Miley Cyrus song.
What song?
It's The Climb.
The Climb.
Oh, Born in the USA. That's as far as I can get you. I know that one.
Party in the USA.
That's what I meant.
Born in the USA.
That's
that
the Bruce
Springsteen,
isn't it? Maybe I can't get you that far. So they, this is where they get attacked by the bad guys, and you know, Ruby Roundhouse takes out her guys, The Rock. So what's kind of funny is if you watch this, The Rock is always running away immediately. Like he's always the first to run away,
yeah.
leaving the others behind. That they never reference that he's yeah. he it, is kind of a scaredy cat.
Yeah, it's great the way that he plays it up because we're used to seeing The Rock be the Rock in every movie.
And he is The Rock. Like he becomes that guy, but he's you know, he's beating up guys left and right.
I thought this bizarre action scene was great. Yep. He is throwing people through walls, he uppercuts them, and like a video game again, they're flying through walls and up through the ceiling.
The advantage they have is since they're in a video game, they can go balls out.
This is the thing I will say is when I left the movie, I, again, really enjoyed it. And I said, what's great is you really can't have any problems with it because they're in a video game.
Right.
So that's what makes movie so work so well. When maybe something looks weird or he's flying up a mountain or he lands weird and you're like, you can't go, oh, that can't happen.
The one scene where he starts running past them and it looks really bad, but it's like, but it's
a video game.
But it's a video game.
Yeah. Or like when they kill people, then he just disappears.
Yeah.
Right.
When he takes out the four guys in the motorcycles with his boomerang and they just like poof,
poof.
Video game.
Yeah.
It's great.
And that's the advantage is like they can get away with a PG-13.
Yeah.
Because there's no real violence. Yeah. Like there's no blood. There's no violence. It's
and it fits in this world.
There's just a little bit. There's only one scene that I remember blood. Was when is it
someone explodes?
Someone explodes.
She does. Karen Gillan explodes
a couple times, and there's
there's like blood, like you just see
a little blood, bloop.
Like a cloud of like mist of
it's
blood.
It's not really gross, but it's red and it's an explosion.
You know what
so
it is?
You know exactly.
kind of like in Last Jedi, we're just like, ooh, it's salt. Got it.
I do like that visual they used. Yeah. So they get through the bazaar. They fight all these guys.
Well, this is where another character's like, hey, come this way. And we find out it's Nick Jonas, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And then, I was like, I turned to Kitty. I'm like, this is the kid. Yeah.
This is the kid.
Because he's another player, and he's been stuck there. You can tell he's obviously well-versed. He's covered his face, so you're supposed to be like, who is this mysterious?
They do like a little Indiana Jones thing where he's like, all right, move this way. Nope, don't step on the white bricks.
Yeah. And you have to think that basically everyone else, any other good guy at least, the NPCs are all pre-programmed, and he's like very free-form.
Yes,
you know.
Correct. So they kind of say, they're like, oh, man, how long have you been here? He's like, like 2 months. He's like, great. We're going to get you out of here.
He's like, time's a little wonky.
So they go
he
and
speaks in a very.
But we haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. No, if you pick up on it early, like he says things, though. They don't reveal it, but like the way
he
talks
is really
to them.
Bro.
Yeah, but he talks that way. You know,
people say bro now.
I know, but I'm just saying there are hints of it.
When we get to that scene where they're just like, what?
Yeah. I like that.
That was really smart. Like, it's a really smart scene to figure, you know. So they go to this hut, and this is where we see the Robin Williams name.
Yeah.
Like,
Alan
Parrish.
So that's the other homage. So you know that it's a sequel. And Alan Parrish lived in Jumanji from a child until being an older adult, you know, with a little gray in his beard. So this is the house that he built and lived in for his whole time. So it was a nice throwback without having to get too much into it. And if you miss it, you don't go, you know, you're just like,
that's weird.
Some guy named Alan Parrish's house.
So they say that this is where we find out that that Nick Jonas is the pilot. His name is Alex, I think. His weaknesses are mosquitoes, and his strengths are flying and making margaritas. Like that's the extent of what he can do. So I do like, so we've started to develop this relationship between The Rock and Karen Gillan where they're definitely into each other.
Yeah.
They both have never had alcohol before. I thought this scene was hilarious.
Yeah.
Was good. Like, where they both try margaritas and
they spit it out.
Done with that now.
Yeah, all right. That was fun.
And I like how the guy from the football team is like you going to finish yours?
Take that or I'll take it.
And we saw back in the real world that Spencer really admired the other girl. Mm-hmm. So he saw her do the whole badass thing with the gym teacher and thought it was cool. And I really like the scene later on when he references that. I was watching you.
Yeah, he's like, but I wasn't like watching you.
It wasn't like in a creepy way, but
I was watching you from over there.
Yeah. Very organic conversations from high school kids.
Yeah.
You know, like it's very well written.
I don't think high school kids are that smart right now. Like there are moments where I'm just like, you're dumb. Well, like high school kids.
I think that's how they played it. It was pretty doofy, you know, like, I just mean their dialogue was like, that's how a nerdy, like a socially awkward people would talk. Right. And I was watching you. It was cool. I mean, I wasn't watching you, but yeah, that's good.
I'll just Snapchat you, my like, that's the way it is now.
You ruined it.
Nah, I'm just saying, let's be honest. So we find out that Nick Jonas has down to his last life because he's tried to get to this transportation shed, and he can't do it by himself. But now that he's got his team around him, they think they're going to be able to make it.
Which is another, I mean, this is exactly how online games work, co-op.
Yeah.
So if you try to play a game like, let's say, Destiny or a Call of Duty, some of the more team-based ones.
Tom Clancy game.
Yeah, it's like, so you can do one player, you can go on missions in Destiny, and it's really hard to do some of these things. If you're going on a raid or a strike, it's impossible without a full team, like three people.
Right.
And so he can't do this on his own, but once he has the team...
he's got a better chance of
And that's how the game is meant to be played. So again, if you know games and the current state of them, it makes sense.
Right. Yeah, so they go, and there's two guards down there, and they're just like, I don't know how to get past him. And this is where Jack Black's character decides to teach Karen Gillan's character how to flirt. Yeah.
Oh,
and
so funny.
It's great. Like, I love this is another very funny scene.
Yeah, he's like, okay, honey, let's go. And then so they go and
she's like, I think you got
it. Flip the hair. He's telling her like real quick, like flip the hair and move this and blah, you know.
Put your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
She looks so ridiculous and it's awesome. It's so hilarious.
It's kind of like the scene from The Birdcage.
Yeah.
It is kind of like, yes,
where Nathan
I agree.
Lane tries to teach, or Robin Williams tries to teach Nathan Lane how to walk like John Wayne.
Right. And it's
such a great scene.
That's a great movie.
It makes you rethink John Wayne.
It does. Yeah. But, yeah.
I can't believe John Wayne played Genghis Khan. Did that happen?
Because he's John Wayne.
Because he was a big movie star.
And he talked like John Wayne.
Of course.
As Genghis Khan.
Oh,
I saw a clip from it for the first time recently and was just like blown away.
If it makes you feel any better, it gave him cancer. So.
Wow, wow.
Dead?
Making that movie?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Because they filmed it in the Nevada desert. Yeah.
Oh, no. Where all the experiments?
Where they had done all the atomic bomb testing.
Oh.
Most people think that that's where he got lung cancer. I mean, I think he smoked too,
a lot.
But they think that that's what
that's
really.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But yeah, I can't believe, like, that's, you know, people are so politically correct now. Some things I can agree with from back then. I also rewatched for the first time in a long time a Holiday Inn.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be playing Abraham Lincoln's birthday song anytime soon. Have you seen Holiday Inn?
Honestly, I've never seen it.
Oh, you haven't?
Yeah.
Oh, so basically White Christmas is kind of a soft reboot. It's not the same story, but it's similar. And Bing Crosby opens Holiday Inn where he only works 50 some odd days a year, and it's only on holidays. People go and see these shows. And on Abraham Lincoln's birthday, they all wear blackface and sing a song about how he emancipated the slaves. And, like, the girl, the love interest in the movie, has blackface, but, like, white around her lips. It is so difficult to watch. But anyway, so it's, like, it's amazing back then the things that, like...
They do that in cartoons. Go look at, like, quote-unquote, the natives.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Cartoons. They've got, like, plates in their, you know... It is...
Yeah.
But yeah, so
there's a reason there's a disclaimer at the beginning of those.
And that John Wayne Genghis Khan, I'm like, ooh boy.
Well, there's the Charlton Heston movie where he plays a Mexican.
That's true.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, like, what is that?
Moses.
No, it's a Orson Welles movie. Orson Welles.
What? Did you just say Moses was a Mexican?
No, I'm kidding, Kevin.
Oh. I don't even get that.
Because he led him across a river.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Parted it. That's the way that works, right? That's how that works.
That's how that
story goes.
They can't all be Fisher Stevens. Let's just get that out of the way right now. Aziz Ansari has a great article he wrote about that.
He does.
I've read it.
I mean, he's like, you know, the guy wasn't just doing brownface. Like, he did a lot of research and tried to do it very...
He looked at it as an acting challenge.
Right.
Yeah.
Not as, you know, he wasn't trying to be
a
jerk.
He's looking at it as a part.
You couldn't do it today, but like back then, at least he treated it with care. It wasn't,
For two movies.
Two?
Yeah, there's a short story, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and was he the same?
Yeah,
I didn't even realize.
Yeah,
okay.
Oh, yeah.
So
he's like the star of the second one, right?
No, I mean the robot's a star.
Well, okay, but I mean he's the human star yeah, yeah, of the second one, because they didn't get the other two back until they built it around him.
Correct. Now this is almost 2018, Tom, or maybe at this point, robots are people too. Robots are people.
Robots.
So she goes down there.
It's like she's walking down there, and like
and it starts looks, doing the like.
He's like, are there bugs around her? What is she doing?
Yeah, it's
and
great.
This is where Nick Jonas's character is like, oh yeah, she's pretty fly, like Cindy Crawford. And they're just like, whoa, what?
Yeah.
And I love the way they title us Cindy Crawford.
Yeah, like she's gonna get jiggy with it. And he was like,
something is. What year do you think this is?
And he's like, 1996, man, bro.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh.
I like the exchange where Bravestone is like, Cindy Crawford's like 50 now.
Yeah.
She's still fly.
She's still fly.
Yeah. But I like Kevin Hart when he's like,
yeah, it's great.
And that's true. I haven't seen Cindy Crawford, but I have a feeling she still looks like Cindy Crawford.
I think she still looks great. Because at first I thought that was kind of mean to Cindy Crawford. And then I was like, oh, wait, this is really coming out of the mouth of a teenager.
Yeah. Right.
And that a teenager would look at a 50-year-old woman and be like,
yeah. It's different than us looking at her.
She's no Kathy Ireland.
Right.
Aunt May.
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Marissa Tomei.
Oh. Yeah. Well done.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the one.
That was a weird moment where Aunt May got hot.
The wrestler.
What?
Well, that's the first time you watch The Wrestler and you're just like,
I always thought Marissa Tomei was hot, but like,
before the devil knows you're dead.
That's the one.
She's getting just railed by Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Which is even weirder.
I don't even know how they filmed that without those two being
married. No, they did. Oh.
Like, you're married now.
It's like the scene from Monster's Ball.
Yeah.
I'm just like, nope, there has to be more footage of that.
I don't know how you film that scene without doing it.
Nope. Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah.
But no.
Anyway, so
She owed him money.
Like big time.
Yeah, that's what it looked like.
Wait, which one are we talking about?
Before the Devil.
Yeah, okay, yeah, yeah.
Should I just edit in Maraca sounds here?
No,
I feel
fine.
Like we would have stopped 10 minutes ago.
No.
I'm like, can a Maraca drown on a chicken noise?
it's like the new, it's a hybrid.
Yeah,
yeah.
Can God make a rock so big?
Why is our listener count going down, like in real time? I see the counter.
They love this stuff.
Yeah, this is the stuff they like. Yeah, so... She kind of they break in, they get to the transportation depot, and this is where Nick Jonas starts.
Meanwhile, the whole time she's flirting with these NPCs that have one. What are you doing here, little lady?
Yeah, are you lost?
Yeah.
And she turns on the radio, and this is where I thought we were going to get Welcome to the Jungle, but we get like a UB40 song. Yeah. Baby, I Love the Way is the name of the song.
I just thought it was a little out of place. Like,
I thought it was funny.
I think for a dance fighting scene, you can obviously dance fight to a more upbeat song. So I know it's probably played up for the ironic, but I didn't like the choice. I thought if they're going to do it two or three times where they're like, let's give a little more upbeat song, but it was fine.
No, it was I thought it was funny. So she beats the crap out of both these guys. And of course, they're all standing.
It's awesome.
They're standing at the window like, look, man, look at her go.
Yeah. I feel like Karen Gillan can, being Nebula and performing.
It's funny. So like the entire time she's speaking in her normal cadence and there's a moment
she does the Nebula
where she
voice.
Does the Nebula voice.
Katie didn't know who it was. Yeah. Like I knew who it was going in, but she didn't. And then when she speaks it's that deeper voice that sarcastic tone.
That's Nebula.
And Katie turns to me and she goes, that's Nebula. I'm like, I know.
Yes, I'm aware.
Yeah.
Nebula
is a supermodel in real life.
Right. Yeah. So they just like Nick Jonas is freaking out because he's only got one life left and he can't do this.
Yeah.
And this
he doesn't want to pilot. Like he's always tried different methods, but he's not tried the helicopter.
Right.
And they're like, maybe that's the one you have to take. It has weapons.
You're a pilot.
And you're,
he's like, I'm a terrible pilot.
Yeah.
So
they convince
him.
I got shot down by
orangutans flying airplanes.
That was funny when they're like, it was a group of orangutans.
Flying airplanes. Yeah. So Bethany kind of talks him into it, gives him a little pep talk, the Jack Black character.
If I can do whatever she did.
Yeah. So they take off and they bust out and they're going. And then something happens.
Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is looking over the canyon of their escaping the rhinos.
Oh, yeah.
Well, first of all, a pretty cool action scene
is
that
scene.
He can't lift up. The throttle is broken. And so the Rock actually has to go outside the helicopter as it's flying. Being chased by rhinos, and he has to reconnect the right thing. And at the last minute, he's able to pull up and get out of there. But Kevin Hart looks down over the cavern, and whoop, the green jewel goes.
And now these albino rhinos are circling the thing, and there's no way that they can get to it. So the Rock takes it upon himself to push Kevin Hart out of the helicopter.
And fair is fair. Like, Kevin Hart just sucker, like, cheap pushed him off the clip earlier because he was mad at him.
So, you know. He had one coming.
So they push him out. And like the
rhinos,
go after him, and this
Kevin Hart does the like, you know, sideways. You just see him run across the screen, like ah,
right.
There's two scenes. The Rock and Kevin Hart both do it where they go from right to left or whatever across the entire screen, and they're doing like the high runs.
Yeah,
just good physical comedy.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
I like how they both play.
They have very good chemistry together.
They do. It's like you can tell those guys obviously Central Intelligence.
Right.
Did they do another one, or is this
their second one?
I'm feeling pretty good with this troupe. Like, if they're gonna be a thing, I like these two together.
Yeah, they're very funny together. It's almost so the other guys, it was The Rock and Sam Jackson. The two cops that die.
Oh yeah,
is The Rock, like, you think The Rock and Sam Jackson are gonna be the two big, you know,
that's funny, yeah.
And then they die like 10 minutes into the movie.
That was good.
They die like 10 minutes into the movie. Yeah, so he knows that Kevin Hart is going to pop out of the sky and regenerate. So
he turns the hell. He tells Nick Jonas to turn.
He's like, when I tell you, you turn this thing 90 degrees. And he was just like, what? He's like, when I just do it. So he hears the noise, the sound, and then they turn the helicopter, and Kevin Hart like falls through the open doors, and obviously
Rock catches him to the bottom. Yeah,
and they go back and they have a little.
Yeah, and so this is a CGI heavy movie.
Yeah,
and I will say honestly, I usually have a pretty good eye for CG, and it's not that I couldn't pick it out, but the CGI in this movie did not bother me.
They put some money into it,
partly because you know it's a video game, but also I'm telling you, like, this is some of the best CG I've ever seen. Like, it really blends in with the real characters. I thought they did a phenomenal job.
They did. They did a really good job.
Yeah, whoever's in charge of these effects, it's fantastic.
Right. So they land the helicopter. And of course, Nick Jonas is like, I can't believe, like, we made it, blah, blah. And then, of course, he gets zapped by a mosquito.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God. They're like, and I, at this point, I was like, they might kill him. I don't know. It's possible. How popular is Nick Jonas? I have no idea. Like, is he super popular?
For his acting career? No. I think he's a pretty popular singer with the youngins.
All right. But I still,
does
like,
he still have hits?
I don't know.
I think he does solo stuff. He had a number one single, I'm pretty sure.
Is that the kid from One Direction?
No, that's
from
Harry
Styles.
Jonas Brothers.
Well, I know that.
His
but
name
I mean, like,
is in the band.
But was he like
Eddie Van Halen? He was in Winger.
He was
right?
in Winger, yeah.
No, he's from the Jonas Brothers. But he had that. It's not that. God, I don't know. He did some pop thing recently that was really popular.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is Bethany is like way into him at this point.
Yeah.
And she starts giving him mouth to mouth.
Yeah. Which is a great throughout the whole thing. As soon as they meet Alex, Jack Black, being really a teenage girl, is like in love with Nick Jonas, who I think, you know, you would think that her age probably would be infatuated with someone Nick Jonas. And so Jack Black is giving her the Google eyes and is like
he ends up popping a hard on.
Yeah. It's,
which I like the whole.
There's some odd dick jokes.
There are a lot of dick jokes in this movie.
I mean, come on. She's afraid to look because she has a penis now.
Yeah. But they make it out like she has seen a penis before. Yeah. So, well, like her character.
I think they made it like she hasn't.
No. She's like, she talks about her boyfriend wanting her to walk around to school in a bikini. I feel like if you're willing to do that for your boyfriend, you've probably grabbed his junk.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't say it. I mean, you're just inferring it.
I am inferring, that's true.
But the point is, though, is that she's never had one, and so there's a lot of humor that plays up when she's like, I've been dreading this, but I have to go to the bathroom, and she doesn't know how to operate that. She's never, you know.
I loved her reaction, though. She's like, this is so much easier.
So much easier.
And Rock just keeps saying, aiming is important, obviously. And Kevin Hart is even like, what happened to you? He's like, let's not do this in public. We're not going to. It's so ugly.
That is very
so
funny. And he's not doing the Rock thing.
No,
like he does the little smoldering every once in a while, which I thought
was funny to
where she goes, are you doing that?
Is it Ruby Roundhouse or is it Bethany?
Both of them? They're both standing side by it's
like they feel
Jack
it when,
Black and Karen Gillan both standing side by side. And like
that's
he says
his,
something and smolder like this.
One of his attributes is smoldering and he says things with that Rock stare, which the Rock does. He has that charisma in real life.
And so, I do like where she's like, are you doing that, or is that are you doing that on purpose, or is that natural?
She says, "Say that again," and he says it normal. She's like, "No, no, no, the other way." Like,
and they both obviously are extremely turned on by the Rock. So Bethany gives up one of her lives to give it to Nick Jonas,
so you can transfer lives. Which in games
you can, probably
the old Mario Brothers. You could
if you had a bunch of lives, you could give
you could press select or whatever on NES, and you could transfer from Mario to Luigi or vice versa. Actually, your lives. So it's again something that happens.
Right.
I think we're getting pretty close to where the Jaguars.
Yeah, I think they're there. I think this is where they end up there, and they decide.
The movie moves at a good clip. Like, I didn't find any really lulls in this. I was completely entertained. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
So they figure out that there is this path that gets lit for them. Yeah. And they're just like, this is a setup.
Yeah.
Like, this is not.
It's very much a video game type puzzle. I mean, this thing goes for like miles, this lit path, like walk on this path.
Right.
And Spencer, and we should say also, I guess we didn't mention, Spencer's a gamer, so he knows games.
Right.
And he's the one that kind of explains cutscenes and the NPCs. And so he's like, they want us to do this. I'm going through the jungle.
Well, he says he sees the elephant and they remember. When you see the elephant start
climbing.
Well,
that's further in. That's when him and Rhonda are fighting and stuff.
Rhonda?
What's the...
Ruby.
Ruby, yeah. That's
the most popular athlete known to man right
now. Yeah, I think she's... She fought lately?
She's done.
I would love to go back and hear...
She's fought obscurity.
She's
right. That Roadhouse movie coming
out.
Yeah,
that got canceled.
That can't even get made. Jeez.
I guarantee you, January 28th, she's going to be in the Royal Rumble.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I think that's later on, though. They see the elephant later, but at first, he goes to climb the tree.
That's what... He climbs up. He sees... He's like, no. See the elephant climb up.
Oh, he does?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
I guess I missed that.
And then he sees the squirrel.
But earlier,
yeah,
there's a scene where, you know, the little foreshadowing here where he and Spencer and Fridge are walking and he gets scared by a squirrel.
Right.
And Fridge is like, what are you doing?
What is wrong with
and
you?
And so he sees a squirrel in a tree and freaks out, you know, and it's the rock doing
right.
this. So
and he falls down and he gets attacked by the jaguars and he pops back up.
Mauled by jaguars where you're like, oh my God.
So this is where the Fridge is just like, look, this is my thing now. And they decide, like, they've got three different... Everybody's going to take a different path to throw off the bad guys already...
Does he talk to Ruby? And he's like, I can't do this. This isn't me.
He talks to Fridge.
He talks to Fridge, okay. Yeah. He's like, I can't do this. And, they have a good little pep talk, and they devise a plan where all of them are going to go do different things.
So you've got everybody going different ways. Jack Black is going one way, and he gets captured.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, he's way off on a cliff somewhere. Like, he made it.
Right.
Because I missed, like, what his plan was or if they said it, and all of a sudden, he's, like, a mile away.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm like, what?
It's a video game. Nobody cares.
It is, exactly. Yeah. He probably did went down a green pipe.
Correct,
or
bloop, warped.
Found the whistle.
Yeah. Got the wings.
Yep. Ooh. The Tanuki suit or whatever.
That's right.
Oh, no, wait. That's the bear. I'm sorry. The
Oh, yeah.
The leaf gave you the tail. Raccoon tail.
The
raccoon. Because raccoons can fly.
Because that's a thing.
And then the Tanuki suit was the bear suit that was like super hard to find in Mario 3.
And
it
didn't last long. Like, that was the other thing. Yeah.
And in Pitfall, you were that jungle guy where you swung left to right.
There we go.
That's just one for two. Yeah.
It was just three blocks. That's what that was. Yeah.
I swear they were trying to make a Pitfall movie at one point.
No, they were. I think they were.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's just Tetris.
Mark Wahlberg.
You ready for the Tetris trilogy?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. So they all go.
It was just like pixels.
Yeah. So she's captured by Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah.
And creepy bug guy.
The Rock is going on his way. Kevin Hart ends up like he becomes the elephant talker, elephant whisperer.
Yeah. And he's a zoologist, so he has a connection with animals.
But he just says stop.
Yeah.
And the elephant stops.
Mm-hmm.
So Karen Gillan
does
it
collaborate and listen?
It does not.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, Ice wasn't back, so
he didn't have a brand new invention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it in the name of love?
No.
Well, no one had a broken heart yet.
What's that Corey? No, it's Sunglasses at Night. That's a Corey Hart song, isn't it?
Yeah.
I wore my sunglasses at night.
But was it Hammer Time?
All right. Moving on.
I get one.
You got two.
I did? No, I just, this is my first one. Thank you.
Anyway.
You got a wrestling reference. I get to make a stop joke, okay?
You can make a stop joke.
Carry on. Good day, sir. I said good day, sir.
I said good day. Yeah, so the Rock and Karen Gillan end up at like this.
They fight some more motorcycle dudes.
Right, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's good action sequences. Right. I really enjoyed them.
In the process, the jewel gets knocked up like extra levels. So the Rock is headed up.
Oh, we find out that if you die with the jewel, you do get to restart with it.
Which is good.
I mean, in games, usually if you have an inventory item, you get kicked back somewhere, but you do start with your stuff.
So where our characters are now, I think Jack Black has a life left.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Jonas has a life left.
Everyone's down to one.
The Rock and Ruby have two.
Have two, yeah. Okay.
And they end up, the Rock may have
the Rock
lost his last because
the Jaguar. And now Ruby
has two.
Right.
She's
got the, she ends up getting the jewel, but she's trapped.
Yeah, the Rock has it, and I think he says to give it to her, and she'll throw it up to him.
Right.
So he goes off on a motorcycle to climb the mountain to where the Jaguar is.
Right.
And she ends up going over the hill. The jewel in a fight was thrown up onto a cliff.
Like another level.
And we don't see what's up there, but she's going to go get it and get it to the Rock. So when she does climb up there, it's a pit of snakes.
Yes.
And her one weakness
is
venom.
Why did it have to be snakes?
Yeah.
So she grabs the thing, and Bobby, whatever his name
Cannavale.
Is like, he's like, just give me the thing. Like, just give it to me and everything will be fine. And she was just like, you know what my weakness is? Venom. And she steps on a snake on purpose and gets bit. And this is where it's like poof.
And she disappears. Blood. With that's the
Right. So the Rock hears the sound go off, the noise, the regenerated noise.
And I thought this was great. He's going straight up a hill
on a motorcycle.
But it's a game.
That's
see?
A game.
And that's why this movie is so fun, because you can check out of this, and it's not like you have to go, oh, well, this, like, you are given the right to completely check out.
Right.
You have the right. It's not, sometimes we're like, yeah, it's a kid's movie, but they could do it smart or whatever. Like in a video game,
do whatever
sky's the limit.
Do whatever you want.
So he's going straight up on a motorcycle, and he's waiting for her to fall out of the sky. Yeah.
So he does. It's an awesome little scene where he lets the motorcycle go. He grabs a vine. He grabs her and grabs. Yeah. No. There's a handoff.
Yeah.
Like she hands off the jewel.
But he does go swinging around the cliff.
Yeah, of course.
It's
and
awesome.
She lands
it's
on her feet.
Yeah.
He slams the jewel back into where it's supposed to go.
I love all the superhero landings.
Oh, like, yeah.
Well, Brainstone does the.
So does she. She gets,
she gets it too.
They both get it.
The other ones all just like drop.
Yeah.
Fall on their ass.
And they do the superhero landing.
Right.
So good.
And nothing
superhero
happens.
Landing. Watch for it. Superhero landing.
Oh, there it is. Man, I wonder if he's going to show up in the Avengers.
I don't know. It'd be fun.
I don't know how they could do
I don't
that
think
now,
it's... yeah, it's not... The deal won't be closed till the end of the year, they say, so...
Oh, is that right?
I mean, I guess they could be like...
You know that's...
No, end of 2018.
Oh, okay.
It probably won't... The T's won't be crossed and...
Gotcha. He slams the jewel back into the spot and nothing happens. Yeah. And
it's like,
course,
come on, Restar, we told you 8,000 times.
Right, so they say...
Say
you know,
the damn name.
Jumanji, they all say it. Everything goes Jumanji. Back to normal.
Bobby Cannavale, the wind blows him away.
Yeah.
Because he's made up of bugs and creatures. We find out
rats
that, like,
and
it, rats and bugs. So that's the thing, is that he was a part of the whole, like, evil, bad curse or whatnot is going on. So when he disappears, he turns back into the little crooners.
And everybody, Jumanji, it's daytime and the sun's out.
It's nice out.
Reece
Darby pulls up
and shows back up, and he was just like, and you have to shake his hand.
Love it.
And then you are sent back to where you're supposed to go.
He's such a Reece Darby's such a funny comedian. He's such a great, like, physical actor.
Right.
Like the way his body language, and you know, he throws out his hand and says the same thing basically to everyone. It's been a pleasure, you know, whatever. And
so there's a moment where the Rock kind of pulls Karen Gillan aside. He's like, let's just stay here. Like, I like being these people. And she was like, let's just be these people.
All the time.
Yeah. And he was just like, man.
And she's like, come home.
He was like, okay. Yeah.
And I liked it. Then it goes up to Kevin Hart, and he goes, hello, Professor.
He's like, yep.
He goes,
all right, see ya.
Yeah, shake my damn hands and get me out of here. So good.
So they all go back to the real world.
And then Bravestone gives him the bag at first, and I'm like, oh, no. Is he really going to stay behind? He gives him the pack, but then he's like, send me home.
Right. So they go home, and your four characters are friends, like, are friends outside.
Of course.
They Spencer ends up making out with the girl. I can't remember what the girl's name is.
Yeah. They don't talk the whole weekend at first. So it's like, you know, he's still, even after all that, was kind of shy. Right. And but they meet up and he kisses her.
So now this is the part where I was like, what?
Well, you got to. Time travel's weird.
They explain and the explanation makes sense.
Yeah.
So they go, they're walking past the old creepy house, but it's fixed. Yeah. It looks perfect. And then there's this minivan. And out of the minute there, we see Tim Matheson, who doesn't look like a crazy drunk
person.
So if
you've seen the first movie, spoiler alert, this is the same. They're using the same logic. So in the first movie, Alan Parrish gets to go back and be a kid. He doesn't start off in the real world as old Robin Williams. He's a kid and he lives his life with the girl. And I think they end up growing up and getting married.
Got it.
And then in the future, Kirsten Dunst and the kid see them as adults. So like everyone gets to live their lives.
Right.
So this movie's just following that same.
Yeah. Which may like initially I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
But then when they explain.
Yeah.
So then there's Colin Hanks.
Yeah. I thought that was funny.
I was like, why not Colin Hanks?
He looks more and more like Tom Hanks.
He does. More and more.
They always have. But as he's gotten older, you're like, wow.
Luckily, he keeps his hair different than his dad.
Yeah.
Like he's got a more updated hairstyle.
Luckily, he's not doing that Da Vinci Code thing.
Oof.
Whatever that is.
I don't know.
The second movie is
a hairpiece. Yeah. That's what that is. So he kind of explains. He's like, I came back to when I left. Yeah. So I got to redo my whole life and blah, blah.
Nice little moment. The daughter. We named our daughter Bethany after
the girl. Yeah, it was a really good, sweet,
a surprisingly touching scene.
Yeah, yeah.
After the girl that saved my life. Yeah. It was really nice. Yeah, yeah. It was good.
And then that's
especially because you could see on her face that she like,
she's way into him.
She was way into him.
Because she was disappointed. He was an adult and married. And,
right.
But that was nice.
Yeah. No, it was very nice.
And the girl is obviously grown. She has a new group of friends, and you see her back at school the next day. And she's when she
no, it's all the same day. Like the, they all meet up. And
no,
then
I mean
go.
After the Jumanji experience, whatever. She's at school on the Monday, and she's talking to her friend that she was FaceTiming with and got in trouble with. But she's like, "Yeah, I want to go backpacking and on an adventure." Yeah. And this girl's like, "Are you crazy?
What is wrong with?"
She's like, "No, let's do it."
So they've all grown. Yeah. Obviously, Fridge is going to be nicer and friends with the kid now. He's not
the
too
kid,
cool for
Spencer's going to get some.
Ladies kisses
and some kisses.
Yeah,
yeah, and then every ladies. Well,
they're teenagers, Kevin, so
yeah, teenagers.
Yeah,
never.
Teenagers never.
Yeah, ever.
Well, they're not married,
right?
What am I?
I think that's just you.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that was just you, buddy. Sorry.
I mean, they have to be married for 5 years before they can do anything, right? Isn't that how it works?
Is that a thing? 5 years, huh?
Is that what Katie's been telling you?
That's what I hear. It's you got to do 5 years.
Okay.
It finally makes sense, though.
It does,
doesn't
though.
It makes complete sense. Makes a lot more sense.
And that's kind of how the movie ends. They don't really set it up for a sequel. I could
see
this becoming.
They destroy the game.
Right.
That was funny. The drums go in the background. Like,
just like, nope.
Every time, even from the first movie, a stampede comes, the monkeys come, something bad happens, and they're like, yeah, no, and they beat the crap out of this thing.
So they... I don't know how they could do a sequel. I'm sure they'll figure it out if they want
to. Oh, the pieces would reassemble.
Depending
on the amount
of
money this thing made, they're
good. Did it make a bunch of money?
It's already made $190 million.
Wow.
Opening weekend?
Well, it
opened early.
Holiday weekend. Okay. So really, we're on its second weekend because it opened before Christmas.
That's impressive.
So yeah, it's estimated through the end of this weekend to make $187 million.
I was going to see it
this weekend. Star Wars made $70 million. Jumanji made 68.
Boy, oh nice. Boy.
Yeah.
The Rock's a four quadrant hit.
Yeah.
That's what he is. Like, he's everybody.
And this movie's good.
And it's good.
It's really good.
This
it's a lot of
it
fun.
Deserves it.
Yeah. Like, I grew up watching the original movie, and if you really think about it, I mean, the original one's fun. It's a kid's movie. It's fun. It's not the best movie ever or anything, but it's fun. I couldn't imagine them making a better sequel. Like, they handled this with care. There were homages, but it's updated. It's smart. Like, what else do you want?
It was really smart. It was a lot of fun. It, like I said, this is like that go between. There's enough stuff for the parents. There's enough stuff for the kids. It's a very well done movie.
Like Katie and I took Ryan. Ryan's 8, and so like we both loved it, and my 8-year-old loved it.
I would have taken my 6-year-old.
Yeah, and I think the stuff that maybe is a little raunchier would go right over their heads if they're younger. It's not that bad, not super violent.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's
the dick jokes are pretty much all based around peeing,
right?
Except for the one, but then that is like if you
don't see it,
if
see it in the pants,
yeah.
Like, you know
but
what I mean?
If
like,
but they reference it in a way to where if a kid doesn't know what right, it's just gonna go
He looks down and it's the waist, it's waist up.
Well, yeah,
the
Kevin Hart's like you got a bit of a situation,
and he looks down. Oh, and that's it. Like they never pan down to even a physical. It's pretty. Yeah,
it was good. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. It was more fun than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I thought that was it was a very well done movie.
It was.
So.
Well, and now Tom is a video game lover. He's going to go out and play all the new video games.
I'm going to buy myself a ColecoVision.
Oh, is that? Yeah.
And get caught back up.
Good move.
Nice.
Get caught back up, yeah.
There you go.
So I guess that's it for this episode. Let's go around the table and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at KevinRBrackett or ReviewSTL.com.
And this is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. That's it for this episode. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, the Zorgon fleet is sucked into a black hole.
Jumanji, it's the jungle inside your soul. Somewhere deep inside at the end of the world. Jumanji, and survival your only goal. Plunge the jewel inside, say the name of the game. Jumanji. 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 Jumanji.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.